Welcome. Welcome again to Grace Baptist Church of Jonesboro, Georgia. Welcome to our Bible study time that we refer to as Sunday school. Again, we come to be schooled in the things of God as led by the Holy Spirit of God. Today, we want to look at in due time. In due time, a right time purposed by God. Last week, we looked at this translation of 1 Peter 1:5. In speaking of Christians, Peter proclaims, Christians are those who are being protected in God's power by faith unto a salvation ready to be revealed in due time. That's the way I read it. I pray you will forgive me, but I did fail to include one word, a very important word, that is in the original Greek text. The verse should have been read, and again, speaking of all God's people who are being protected in God's power by faith unto a salvation ready to be revealed in a final due time. I believe the King James Version says, in the last time. A salvation ready to be revealed in a final due time. A final due time. A final set time. A final time that is fixed, set, and stayed by God in the eternal purpose of God. That time will come due. And what spiritual condition will you and I be found in? Will we be continually protected in God's power by a faith He gave us in the new birth? A faith by which our salvation was applied to us personally, individually, by the Holy Spirit. A full salvation of spirit, soul, and body at that final due time. Well, I can answer the question I just asked. Will we be continually protected? Well, folks, if God birthed you again from above, you will be. You will be, and you will be ready at that final due time. Paul reflects on this coming final due time as he closes his first letter to the Thessalonians. Paul says this, as led by the Spirit of God. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved, blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This occurs at a final due time, the right time, the set time by God himself for his purpose. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. God Most High, who performs for you and I. Though we have been referring to a final due time in which God brings to pass a final purpose at a specific point in time as we know it, today we want to consider more fully than just a final due time. We want to consider time more fully than just a final due time. David, King David of times past, as a psalmist, says this to God in Psalm 31, verses 14 and 15. As a man after God's own heart, as one of God's true people, David says, "But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. My times are in your hand." Not just this final due time, but my times are in your hand. In other words, our times are in God's control. I know that bothers some of the folks that may listen to this. You may make plans according to your own time, but God will determine the outcome. God will determine the results of your plans. Proverbs 16:9. A person's heart plans a way, but the Lord directs your steps. You see, your times are in God's hand. God exists in eternity. Isaiah 57:15 puts it this way. In speaking of God, the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity. Oh, what a profound statement. God who inhabits eternity. The word inhabits has to do with being permanently set. As God has no beginning or end, but is permanently set in a present state of being. As so, he refers to himself as I am. God permanently is and eternally so. Jesus Christ, as God, said of himself as the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. You see, God inhabits eternity. Time takes place in eternity, but not time as human beings know it. We see that when the scriptures reveal what time is to God. In 1 Peter 3:8, we read, "But beloved, do not be ignorant of one thing, that one day with the Lord, like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. That's time as God knows it, not as we know it. You see, God inhabits eternity. He is permanently set in a present existence. Try to understand that one. If we, you and I, if we look to the past as we know it, God is there. If we look to the present time as we know it, God is here. If we look to the future, again, as human beings know it, God is there. You see, God inhabits eternity. I don't understand that, but I believe it's true. I also believe and do understand that all human beings live, move, and have our being in God. For we are also His offspring, all of us. Acts 17:28. In other words, He is our Creator and is the source of our present lives physically. Christian and unbeliever alike. And basically speaking, that's all we have on this earth, folks. Christians and unbelievers, however they label themselves. The Almighty Creator, the source of life, the eternal God, says this in Ezekiel 18:4. Behold, listen up. The Creator says, behold, all souls are mine. Everyone has a soul. Everyone is a soul. Every single one of those souls who have ever been created belong to God. If you've been listening, if you've been listening to what I've been saying, you're on record to have heard the fact, the truth, that your times are in God's hand. I want to go to the book of Ecclesiastes. I pray that you'll listen to this, listen closely to this. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. To everything, a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck the planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. That may have to do, back up there in verse 3, a time to break down, a time to build up. And those structures built of stones, to cast away those stones, those structures that are built of stones, a time to gather stones to build. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. Oh God, that God would give us wisdom there. A time to love and a time to hate. Folks, there's a godly hatred to hate our sin. A time of war and a time of peace. Folks, we are at war with the world, our flesh, and the demonic realm. But oh, thanks be to God, for Christians, we are at peace with our Lord God. We should be at peace with one another as brethren, and as at peace with everyone as much as is possible. To everything. Remember how this just began? We read from Ecclesiastes. To everything. How many things does that leave out? Nothing. To everything, a season. A season is an appointed occasion. And the rest of that verse further defines the first four words. A time for, a due time for every purpose under heaven. God's purposes are eternal. They have always been. Listen very closely to these two scriptures found close together in our New Testament. Let's first read from 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Got to check my scripture. Now I know where I'm making my mistake. It's 2 Timothy chapter 1. Please listen closely. God, who has saved us and called with a holy calling inwardly by His Spirit, birthing us again, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. We have always eternally been in the purpose of God. Now to Titus chapter 1. Paul writes, Paul, a bondservant of God, an apostle, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth, which accords with godliness. Truth and godliness go together. In hope, and that's a confident expectation in this context, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began, but has in due time manifested His word through preaching, which is what Brother Gene and I are doing today, which was committed to me according to the commandment of God, our Savior. Before time began, and a due time. It's evident from what we just read that before time began, God knew us individually, personally. Jeremiah 1:5, God says this: before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Acts 15:18 expands upon those words. Known to God from eternity are all his works. You see, forming you in the womb was the work of God. And known to him from eternity was that work. Before I formed you, I knew you. Your conception in the womb, listen up. Your conception in the womb began time for you. And that time was in God's hand. Genesis 21:2 illustrates that. For Sarah, the wife of Abraham, for Sarah conceived at the set time God had spoken to Abraham. Folks, that began time for you in the womb. While in the womb, that time was in God's hand. For you, that's God, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. Psalm 139, 17. God purposed your existence before time began. God predetermined your conception as time began for you. In the womb, God formed you. We've already read from Ecclesiastes 3:2, a time to be born. A time purposed by God. You see, your times, my times, are in God's hand. And each time, each and every time is a due time. Ecclesiastes 3:14 says this. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Did you listen? Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. It is in due time. Back to Ecclesiastes 3:2. A time to be born and a time to die. Folks, God has set that for all of us. A time to be born and a time to die. You can't add anything to it. You can't take anything away from it. You can't add one day, one minute, one second to your life or take it away. It's purposed by God. Your times are in his hand. But what of the time in between? The days, we're speaking of the days of your life between birth and death. Acts 17:26 nails it. Flat out nails it. God has made from one blood every nation of human beings to dwell on all the face of the earth. Have you ever thought about what that one blood was? I believe it was Adam and Eve. We all came from one blood. All human beings of every nation that dwell on the face of all the earth. And has determined, God has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their residences. I know it says habitations and your scriptures probably, but it means residences. If you look that up in Strong's, actually the very first definition is not habitation, but it's residence. You see, you reside on the earth. You reside in the country that God determined. You reside in whatever part of that country that God determined. The very residence, the abode you live in, was pre-appointed by God. You see, your times are in God's hand, as He has determined, and it shall be forever so. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. There are those, I would think, who would then ask, why does God exercise such overwhelming control over His creation? The answer to that question is in the next two verses out of Acts, where we just read from Acts chapter 17. Why? So that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might search for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us. For in Him we live, move, and have our being. Are you willing? Are you willing to truly seek the Lord? To search for Him and find Him? That Lord is none other than Jesus Christ. It's none of these other figures that we see in the multitude of religions all over this earth today. It's not found in Hollywood movie stars, big time athletes. It's not found in any politician. It's none other than Jesus Christ. Now listen up. When the fullness of the time had come. The word "the" is in the original text, and that's extremely important. When the fullness of the time had come, a certain. You know the definite article. It speaks of a certain, a specific, a unique, a set time had come. In due time, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. And folks, that'll kill you. That'll kill you. That'll kill you for all eternity. Because no one can keep the law perfectly. Only one did, and that was the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He came in the fullness of time, in due time, to redeem us who were under the law, to purchase us from that death, that we might receive the adoption as sons, as children of God. Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5. And for those of you who have been called inwardly, effectually, in the new birth, by being born again at a set time, a due time. God says this through the psalmist. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord at all times. Pour out your heart before Him. It is a due time. It is a due time at all times to trust in the Lord. And I close with going back to what I started with. Christians, trust in this. Trust in this. We are being protected in God's power by that faith which He gave us in the new birth unto a salvation, which is being readied to be revealed in a final due time. A final due time. Praise God. Amen.